we have a lot of consumers who come in and don't know how to cook.
The client kitchen area at Valencia Counseling Service looks tidy and smells of disinfectant. Anna McCoy, who's giving a tour of the Los Lunas facility, has worked here for more than half of her life. She teaches life skills to clients with mental health challenges so that they can live independently. Today, she's not sure of her own future.
I feel very sad because I've been working here with Valencia Counseling Services for 25 years. I have put my heart and soul working with these consumers, so it hurts.
McCoy says she's seen a lot over the years, but nothing as drastic as the removal of the agency's CEO and management taken over by another organization.
And I've gone through a lot of changes through managed care, through, you know, each and every one of them. But this one was so unbelievable. It was just so unbelievable, you know.
McCoy says this change, in the wake of an audit and a complete freeze of her agency's funding, was sudden and totally unexpected. The state's audit, although a public document paid for with $3 million in public funds, has not been officially released. Glenna Giles has been working here a long time, too. She's a psychiatric nurse who's treated patients for 17 years at Valencia Counseling Service.
I need to work. I guess this sounds shocking to most people. I'm 76 years old. I love my work. I do not want to abandon my patients. Yes, I probably will sign on to them, trying to keep things the way they are, more or less, as far as my treatment of my clients go.
Giles' colleagues also have mixed feelings about the transition. One woman says she's concerned that her approach and her appearance might make her less appealing to a new employer. Another says she's accepted an offer from a local company because she doesn't want to work for an Arizona firm. It's the fear of change that staff says has made them lose sleep since Medicaid funds, on which they heavily rely for treatment, of their 400 low-income clients were cut off at the end of the fiscal year in June. Human Services Department spokesman Matt Kennicott says all the clinicians will be hired by Valle del Sol.
None of them are bringing in any kind of clinical staff from outside of New Mexico. There may be like a clinical supervisor or somebody like that that comes in to help, just help in the transition, but they're not staying here to treat consumers.
The original evaluations from the
group. One of the staff members who doesn't have the option of continuing to work for Valle del Sol is CEO Sam Vigil. He's packing away personal photos and saying goodbye to his staff after decades in business.
So how long have you been here?
32 years. I started Valencia. I got some people, local people, that to come on board and form a corporation at that time. And I've been here ever since, the very first day. So it's really very sad for me to see what's happening.
The silver-haired Vigil, whose agency has passed state audits in the past, says being targeted without knowing the charges against him in this audit is wrong.
I think if there was something that I had done wrong, as has been alleged, such as Medicaid fraud, I wish they would at least give me the opportunity to defend myself. I think it's really unfair, unjust, and un-American.
And it's not just the staff who are worried about this transition.
I've had an addiction problem for 22 years now through tragedy when I was younger.
Amber Santini smiles when saying she's been a client at Valencia Counseling Service for 2.5 years, but the fear in her eyes belies that smile.
Without programs like this, I never learned the tools I needed to stay sober. I've never had the support. And being able to relate with other people that have the same problem, you have that support network. We are a family here, and you need the tools, you need the help, and this place provides it for us, you know?
David Reese served in the Vietnam War in the 1970s and suffers from PTSD. He's shy and keeps his sunglasses on even though we are indoors.
My concern actually is to help a lot of veterans out here, and without this program, you know, I'd probably go into big relapses, and I always have somebody to talk to over here when I'm not feeling good.
Human Services Department spokesman Matt Kennicott says those relationships will be kept intact.
We're keeping those one-to-one consumer-client relationships. We know those have been built over years and years of work and trust.
Eight of the Medicaid providers recently lost an appeal for reinstatement of funding, but are awaiting the outcome of a lawsuit filed against the Martinez administration in Albuquerque District Court. For KUNM's Poverty and Public Health Desk, I'm Deborah Martinez.